she's saying, oh, Aramanapacha is very important because without it we couldn't hear the Buddha's teachings, and the Buddha taught about seeing, and seeing is not a person, and so on. In that way, concepts can condition Panya from very little to a penetrating one which can realize the Four Noble Truths depending on the wisdom accumulated in the listener. Can one talk about, in that sense, for example, one hears the teachings, can one talk about the concepts conditioning Panya? I don't think so. Because actually only sound is heard, and it's just the accumulated
like
panya. Like
land.
Otherwise, so it doesn't, we cannot say that.
Because aramana is only the
object experience.
So citta and the sensor depend on the accumulation of citta, not because of the
object.
Even the words of Buddha needs considering. Otherwise, there wouldn't be wrong understanding from his words. Opposite, it can be, even the word can condition the wrong.
Otherwise, why isn't Devadatta enlightened immediately hearing the
study Dhamma not carefully had wrong understanding, right, wrong practice.
Exactly. So that's why, right, it's like you think of a situation, so then people think, oh, understanding depends on how much time I listen to Ajahn, or how many hours I read the Tipitaka, or how many times at lunch I quote the party terms, and this is all.
It can be misunderstanding that anyone can read and understand.
Exactly. All that just reading and understanding is the condition. So people misunderstand. This was actually the point we discussed on the first day at lunch. It doesn't mean because hearing the Dhamma teachings is so useful, it doesn't mean at lunch. You just keep repeating it so that more understanding will arise. This would be like the Lan point, like thinking in terms of the situation as being the important thing rather than understanding the accumulated tendency. Aramapacha is just object experience, that's all.
Any wonderful or the wise can experience it.
Yes.
Even the Buddha's will.
Yeah. It's a good point to clear up. And as you say, it leads to kind of wrong practice if you think, okay, the more I recite the Pali terms or remember the details, depending on the object, impossible. And like we said at lunch, actually we're talking about the vipalasas, or the actually it's the kind of citta that's important, not the names or the labels or the terms.
Like sila. Lan thought about sila all the time. There must be sila, and then samadhi, and then panya. No understanding, you need to misunderstand.
So it's the idea that concepts can condition. They heard you say the gotra that appears now is accumulated from moment to moment to be upanisya-pachya for what reality? So I said that when you say, oh, the gotra that appears now is accumulated, they think that means that the concept is accumulated and conditions understanding. I said, no, it's the considering of the object, the considering about physical objects, the considering that is accumulated. So it's like just a shorthand to say the gotra is accumulated, because actually it's the considering and understanding of that object, such as sound or visible object, that's accumulated.
Because usually, even in the Pali, it says Upanisaya kojara, it means the accumulation,
of course,
not the object.
Yeah,
and the accumulation will condition the araka kojara, the aramana, which can protect. Except this,
it protects. Ken H, who visited you, and Tambak had this question. His question was, for example, stealing or killing. Stealing dosa or killing, same cheaters, same cheetah seekers. So, what is the difference in Paramatta Dharma and Tam also said, for example, of metta or moment of wholesome patience, both kusala chittas with our dosa. What is the element? What makes us call this one is patience, and this one is metta? Is it a combination of the chetasikas, or is it the concept of those chittas?
No need to call.
I think different intensity and the quality, for example, the quality of the otoso and
of each one.
And can we also say anything about the difference in the object that's experienced, the concept, for example, like at the moment of patience or metta?
You don't have to call patience, they just want to call.
Right, okay.
But they don't want to understand the difference.
Right. So the difference is actually just the quality and the combination.
Yeah. Even tanha, sileha, many words. If they are the same, we don't have to have many different words for just one, correct?
Yes, right. Also. Understanding more about the difference between thinking and concepts, right? Thinking about concepts, because maybe before there was some misunderstanding about what is thinking and what is concept. So understanding that thinking is reality and concept not reality, we found very helpful.
The difference between the metta and concept, because and samuti, because many words are used, we understand the reality, the Paramatta Dhamma, but then we heard a lot about other things like concept, reality and concept and so on, but there should be better understanding of the difference of each words, like the samuti satya and the Paramatta satya. Now it's not difficult, but for the nimitta, reality is no matter rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, avijnana, by way of the five khandhas, they arise and fall away in split seconds. Thinking of in split seconds, so what is left is only the appearance, which is nimitta, like this nimitta. We cannot see the arising and falling away of what is there. Very, very minute, very, very...
Just the sign is left.
That is nimitta. No matter who knows it or not, or no matter who experiences it or not, the way it looks or appears must be as something permanent, because no one can experience the arising and falling away of each kalapa. And when citta arises, since the rupa appear as nimitta, so the nimitta make it known as something at moment of thinking. Without thinking, even seeing, no nimitta.
Without nimitta of what is seen, there couldn't be a concept about it, couldn't be any idea about it, any idea of hat. And
literally, I think that the banyati means it is made to be known as something because of its appearance. It's like the disguise of the whatever.
What I think is difficult when we talk about nimitta is because nimitta can be just the immediate sign of what is of the reality that has just passed away, so that, for example, at moment of direct understanding or moment of vipassana, it is the exact characteristic of reality that is known as it is. Whereas other times when we talk about nimitta, like when we talk about the sign and shape, it's mm-hmm. already thinking about it.
And what you said is the real meaning of the metta. But people don't know that. What they can understand is only the shape and form.
Yes.
In very coarse.
And it actually, a very coarse one, like now an idea of mm-hmm. something
yes.
here,
mm-hmm.
and already it's something. And it has to be the actually
characteristic.
The exact characteristic of the reality. Otherwise, it would be impossible to directly understand the impermanence of reality, because mm-hmm. shape and form doesn't have
right.
any impermanence, because it's already
mm-hmm.
a concept.
Yeah.
So it has to be the replica of the reality itself in order, otherwise
mm-hmm.
there couldn't be any understanding
mm-hmm.
of the
That's why we have
sound.
To tell them to understand from the coarse one.
Yes.
Until
closer and closer
yes.
to the
closer
real one.
Closer.
And then of course there's the meter of concept, like development of samatha or something like this. So when we talk about nimitta, we have to know what nimitta we are talking about.
Because you see that people mix the word nimitta and panyati.
Panyati, yes.
They cannot be sure.
I know. And then they think about knowing nimitta, and they're thinking about knowing panyati, like the shape of the hat or something like this. And they don't realize that nimitta of reality
mm-hmm.
is not an idea of shape or anything
mm-hmm.
like this.
But that comes after, because it's grosser than the...
Grosser, yeah. But not yet hat or...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as he says, only by beginning to understand more about realities, then there's less kind of... idea about the situation, like the concepts being able to condition and understand, or the place or the time.
See, the word cannot condition right understanding.
No. Is it clear?
Just listen.
Get closer.
Get closer.
Not just only the table from.
Closer and closer to the reality.
Because even just listening to this one, they cannot get it. Like Dhamma, they cannot get it. They think that in the book, and it said like this, and Sila, and Samadhi, and Panya. The understanding about reality, just thinking about the word.
And even if we talk about nothing except Dhamma and seeing and this will not be up for many days, but we can see the accumulations, like when it's clinging on to an idea, how difficult it is to really listen. So this is why the Buddha said the teachings are so difficult.
Because he's not inclined from the waking after his enlightenment.
Yeah.
So and they forget about that all the Four Noble Truths are so subtle. Not just the third one, also the last one.